Text 5. You'll hear a story about a boy who loves cartoons.
Before you listen to text 5, read questions 11 to 13 now. Listen to text 5 and answer questions 11 to 13.
Jack was very fond of cartoons. He loved to watch Tom and Jerry on television. He even got his parents to buy collectible merchandise like cups and t-shirts that had pictures of Tom the cat chasing Jerry the mouse. One day, Jack persuaded his parents to buy him a pet mouse, thinking it would be as cute as the Jerry character in his favorite cartoon. His father, Mr. Davis, patiently explained that Jack already owned a cat. He was concerned that the fierce and territorial furry would not accept the newcomer. They might not get along and cause problems for Jack. If Furry ate up the mouse, Jack would be devastated and cry for days. Particularly since he likes the new pet very much, Mr. Davis concluded. Jack thought over what his father said and asked, "Why don't we get a mouse that I don't like very much?"
Question 11. What did Jack's father buy for him? Question 12. What was Jack's father worried about? Question 13. What usually happens when Jack gets upset?
Listen to text 5 again.
Jack was very fond of cartoons. He loved to watch Tom and Jerry on television. He even got his parents to buy collectible merchandise like cups and t-shirts that had pictures of Tom the cat chasing Jerry the mouse. One day, Jack persuaded his parents to buy him a pet mouse, thinking it would be as cute as the Jerry character in his favorite cartoon. His father, Mr. Davis, patiently explained that Jack already owned a cat. He was concerned that the fierce and territorial furry would not accept the newcomer. They might not get along and cause problems for Jack. If Furry ate up the mouse, Jack would be devastated and cry for days. Particularly since he likes the new pet very much, Mr. Davis concluded. Jack thought over what his father said and asked, "Why don't we get a mouse that I don't like very much?"